Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
Are there Bill believers out there? There are a few. 541 texter Curtis. Bill isn't going anywhere. A planned tank started a lot earlier than this year. Started when Mac became insolent last year. Hence, Mac got no weapons. They resigned to suck in 2023. Now they get a great quarterback in the draft that can and will make the playoffs next year along with more talent acquired in free agency. They'll win 35 games the next 3 years and win a Super Bowl.
So I am relatively conspiratorial. This week, I've watched probably 2,000 hours of JFK series, documentaries.
Is this because you went to D.C.?
No, I mean, I love D.C.
Presidential history on your mind?
Smithsonian, phenomenal. The only one I didn't get to see was the Air and Space Museum. I didn't realize you had to book that in advance. But the Lincoln Memorial, the Capitol building, the mall. I had never done any of it. It was awesome. I love it there. What a walking city. People were great, helpful. The subway worked, shocker.
And Belichick will be there next year.
Yep, I'll be commandering it up. But by the way, this week I finally have understood it. The reason Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald was because they never maintained chain of custody with the bullets. They were going to be unable to prove beyond a reasonable doubt to a jury that Lee Harvey Oswald indeed assassinated JFK. That would then lead to the understanding of the government's role or involvement in said assassination. So now I have sort of peace of mind. That's why Jack Ruby, because the other thing is,
now what about Butler?
Did you see any blood? Like, for all we know, you know, Lee Harvey's in Guantanamo right now. But anyway, but I say that to say this. As someone who's relatively conspiratorial, I don't understand how people, like, and I'm not saying this person is on an island. On social media, people believe that there's an actual script in the NFL. It's mind-numbing.
Well, it's certain players could be contained, that's for sure.
The Patriots are not doing this on purpose. They're just dumb.
They're just this bad.
You have to accept it. That's what Mike in Cambridge called in earlier, and he's saying, oh, it's Robert. It's this.
It's just hard to believe.
The same people who tell me that Bill Belichick is this deity who's all-knowing, all-being, is allowing Robert Kraft and Jonathan to dictate everything he does. It's just not reality.
How is Bill
O'Brien
this bad? This can't be happening.
The roster is this bad. Who told Bill Belichick to sign Riley Reiff?
Well, he's hurt. I mean, he hasn't even played.
Guess what?
He could be good for all we know.
He didn't play last year.
Yeah. That's a problem.
So he's, I believe, Riley Reiff's agent is the same one as Bill Belichick's. It's all about family business. Accept that, people. Bill Belichick is running a family business. He doesn't care about winning like he used to.
What if O'Brien just does stink? What if he's not a very good coordinator?
Of course. I mean,
He's been overwhelmed.
Two things can be true there, Ken.
It wouldn't be the first time someone was made by Tom Brady. Was Charlie Weiss a brilliant coach elsewhere?
Right, you believe that anyway. So if the tree's no good, he's no good. What if Mac is right? Like, he had one game where he called the Alabama plays.
Right. What if it's a Bill Belichick fake tree?
I don't know. Maybe he's got zappy magic. Wait till we see O'Brien and Zappy.
But it's counterintuitive for people to believe that Bill Belichick is the modern day Lombardi and then say he's basically Rich Kotite when it comes to a power struggle.
But you think they're going to win tomorrow? This kind of throws me for a loop. Win or cover?
Bailey Zappi is the reason. The players are sick of Mac Jones. Sick. You saw, even though Zappi sucked.
They're not going to win with Zappi.
Okay. It's going to be a pouring rain day. Big day. Zeke Elliott wants the contract. Ramondre Stevenson. You have players playing for themselves.
Well, that's what they should do, is run it every down. Should have done all that last week.
The only time they beat the Bills.
Didn't do it because they're tanking. Okay. Kicker is definitely tanking. Good thing, too. Sorja in Mansfield on the Kenny Curtis Show. Hello, Sorja. Good morning.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. You coming back to Toys for Tots in a couple weeks? Couple weeks with Greg Hill Show?
Yes. Is that this Friday?
No, 2 weeks.
15th.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely try to make it. I was so much fun last year, so I'll definitely try to make it this year. I don't even know where to begin with this team, man. I guess I'll just start with what you just addressed, Curtis, where I think as Pats fans, we've almost become a little delusional because we're just so used to winning that we almost assume like, oh, yeah, you just pick a quarterback third overall and you just plug him into the system and, you know, you just win Super Bowls. It doesn't work like that. I mean, how many examples do you need, whether it be Trey Lance in San Francisco or, you know, just look at the Jets quarterback carousel since Mark Sanchez. It's really not that simple. And when you spend such a high draft pick on a guy, it's really a gamble, right? I mean, Caleb Williams, Drake May, they could be great, they could be not, but at the end of the day, it's really a gamble, and you're just really seeing, think about this, Mahomes, who is arguably, I hate to say it, as much as I don't like him, great guy, but like, just don't like him, side point, but like, think about it, he was a 10th pick overall, and I don't even know what his, like what the great Mel Kiper, was the biggest part of all time, was saying about him. You know what I mean? So,
well, this is Brady's fault. Brady in 2019 wanted to draft N'Keal Harry. He started the downfall
right
there.
Brady did not say draft N'Keal
Harry. I'm sure he did. That had to be Brady.
What?
He needed a receiver. They were desperate for a receiver.
You know why they drafted N'Keal Harry? Because of Todd Graham being friends with Bill Belichick. There's actual stories on it.
I bet she was Brady. Go ahead, Sorja.
So, yeah, I'll just end with this because I always ramble, but I'm glad that you guys love to ramble because I don't think Jones. I always call Jones and Menko too, and I don't think Jones knows that I ramble. But
quick trigger.
So Jones always.
That's our show. We let people ramble. You know? Yep.
Yeah. Anything that gets us closer to the end.
And just quick side point. I actually wasn't even going to call in today, but a shout out to Danny because he just got me so fired up. I was like, all right, I got to call. But it's a tough act to follow. But just last quick point. I actually tweeted this at you guys. So, you know, I was born in 97. So basically, Patriots have been willing my whole life. If we do not win another Super Bowl, and if there's like, if they call it the curse of the Belichick, right? 50 years from now, whatever, right?
Greg Hill curse.
Is this, whatever, yeah, the Hillman Jinx, right? But is this team right now, since its inception of the franchise, could you make an argument when you see the struggles in the 70s, struggle in the 80s, struggle in the 90s? Could you make the point that this team is at the lowest point since the inception of the franchise?
No, come on.
I would say the roster tomorrow, not with Judon and a healthy Christian Gonzalez, and I guess the sad thing is the offense is relatively unscathed. I mean, who's injured on the offense right now? I guess tomorrow, Pop Douglas.
Kendrick Bourne.
Kendrick Bourne. Okay. But in general, the offense, sadly, is relatively intact, and it's just this
and Riley
bad.
Reif.
He was injured when they signed him. Juju Smith-Schuster.
They were 1-15 under Rod Rust in 1990. And the late 60s, 70s, every year they won like two games.
No. And the other thing was, in the early 90s, the Patriots sucked and there wasn't this type of conversation about them. They were just, you know, Parcells changed everything. And Kraft and, you know, obviously Bill and Tom. But
if they are 2-15, which you think is possible, that would be unbelievable.
It really is. And the other thing is, you look at just the way in which the team performs. Like I said this with Greg this week. The Red Sox, I don't think John Henry wanted to fire Chaim Bloom this year.
No, I agree with that.
The product had deteriorated to a point.
Business decision.
Where you had to.
Yes.
And I think that's where the Patriots find themselves now. That
Kraft will be forced business-wise to make a move.
Right.
But to actually fire Bill?
Yes.
Not like if Bill's stubborn and not work out a trade, you've got to fire him.
The fan
I'm
base.
I'm not sure he will do that.
Yeah, I think he will. He's 72, going to be 72 next year. The team is heading in a really bad direction. Bill Belichick, the coach, would fire Bill Belichick, the GM, would fire Bill Belichick, the coach, right now.
What's the atmosphere tomorrow? Is it half empty?
Dead as a doornail. It's going to be.
Is there any zappy?
That tomorrow will be the nadir. With
tomorrow is.
Yeah, because it's going to be half full at best.
Chiefs 1 o'clock, half full for that?
No, I'm talking tomorrow.
I know, but I'm saying in a couple weeks.
No, Chiefs, but it'll be 60-40 Chiefs fans.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be full of Swifty fans.
Well, like the Red Sox last year, we had Dodgers fans taking over Fenway. It'll be eerily similar.
We did a show or two on that, and I remember listening to a show with you and Rob. I was in, I think, Florida at the time. And
that's an upset.
You were, hey, you got to try it. Anything goes. live free or die in Florida. The Blue Jay takeover, Dodger takeover, was something that was noticed.
That's like the lasting memory of the season, really. What do you remember about the Red Sox of 2023?
Mookie coming back and just stomping your head in it.
That and just rival fan bases taking over the
which is so crazy because Heim Bloom was instructed to trade that guy. And he does exactly what they asked him to do when they fire his ass.
By the way, the Blue Jays in on Ohtani. Do you believe that to be real?
I have no idea.
There for $600 million, I guess $700 million because Canadian, you have to
I read an interesting
upcharge.
Story on the diminishing value of regional sports networks and its impact on Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
It is going to be a reckoning of salary in Major League Baseball. So,
well, that's why the Padres spent all this money and they're trying to unload Juan Soto. Would you be in on that?
I don't know why the Red Sox aren't in on everybody.
Well, as you say. Declining dollar, regional, whatever.
But they don't. They own regional sports network declining.
Right,
Bally Sports went bankrupt or something. Yep. There's a whole to-do. So
is it a bottom line issue? We'll see. Yamamoto, that's big. We need that.
How many people do you see on a day-to-day basis saying, oh, we need Yamamoto?
A lot.
Really?
Yes.
When was the last time?
Every day. I talk to Coop. He's a big Red Sox guy. Play Tessie podcast. All right, let's get to Joe Braverman and what's trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This texter's 100% right. If you have not heard Red Sox journalists, fans begging for Yamamoto, your algorithm must not show you any Red Sox stuff. That's accurate.
Yeah.
You've turned off Red Sox algorithm.
All I get is DeSantis.
But you were on Dice K Mania. I mean, you should be in on this big time.
I love presidential politics because it's fascinating for this reason. I don't love it in general, but I'm always like Jeb exclamation point or DeSantis or Howard Dean. You know, the people that have it. And the people that don't, and you can't really figure it out. But nobody could have had a bigger tailwind than DeSantis after the midterms. You thought, you know, he's the Republican nominee. Trump's people all got killed, all that. And he's just, he's had like 16 political reboots, and it's like, no, it just doesn't work.
Works in Florida.
Right.
A landslide.
Certain people work in the small market. Certain people work in one state, but they don't work nationally, and I'm sure I wouldn't work nationally.
What happened to Sununu? He should have ran. God, it was wide open. This was his year.
Sununu, he's not a president. A good friend, love him, but
he's going to be a media guy.
Yeah, he'll be media.
He and Brady.
By the way, thanks for mentioning that. All Tom Brady does is get crap about how he's not interesting. He says nothing interesting. He has the take of the football season thus far.
Yeah, but it's self-serving. It's like classic Brady. Game wasn't as good as I was, as it was when I played.
But when you watch the NFL, do you not agree? I mean, I've heard people across the spectrum of NFL fandom that hate Tom Brady but agree with what he said.
That Eagles game was magnificent. Fantastic.
Okay.
Did you watch that game?
Of course, 425. I just so you know, good radio tip, I had Gabe Davis and Josh Allen on my fantasy team.
Wow.
So, huge comeback win for It Was Always Tom, the team name. Big game against Jordan tomorrow, so wish me luck. But the product, that was a exception to the rule.
Oh.
You don't agree?
It's been okay.
Browns have gone through four quarterbacks, and they're 7-4. That doesn't scream mediocrity to you?
The league there's a lot of backup sucks right now.
There's a lot of backup quarterbacks playing.
So the product, I mean, I honestly, there were times last couple of years where I would have red zone on, and, you know, the Patriots flipping back to it. I don't watch much red zone this year. It hasn't been, the product has not been very good.
Eagles Niners would be watching at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
You know, if I wasn't on my deathbed and I almost murdered in front of my house, I would have watched the Thursday night game this week.
617-779-7937. Mostly talking about Patriots. How did they get here? Bill, future, where they're trending. Who's looking better? Patriots, Red Sox. Of course, Celtics. Curtis doesn't like to talk about the Celtics, but you got to.
I have a
pulled
podcast
out a win last night
called Green Street.
Average Al was rejuvenated last night in the fourth.
I think Mazzulla might be the best coach in Celtics history.
Missoula, though, I got to give him credit. He and Billy Donovan had he ran up the score as needed and calmed Billy Donovan down. Play-in tournament this week. We're going to find out about this team.
I'm more into the ACC Big Ten Challenge than I am into the in-season NBA.
You say tournament. We don't learn anything about the team in the regular season. Well, here's a higher stakes
when
moment.
When will Tatum get respect? That's what I want to know.
Well, he didn't last night.
Right.
God, it was just total fraudery.
Can I just, a broad take here? Officiating in the professional leagues has never been worse, while technology has never been better. Thank you. I don't understand it.
Well, it makes sense. I mean,
none of these
technology is exposing them.
Are the story. You're the NFL ref that you see. I don't know who said this, but it may have been Jones that said when they got these big guns, everybody thinks that they want to be seen on TV, like, you know, hockey effect.
Yeah.
I'll go back to the Ohio State Michigan game. The most watched college football game, I think, in 7 years. Had more viewers than any World Series game in 5 years for a noon start, 9 a.m. West Coast, which I'm always told you can't start games early. Nobody's going to watch them. Well, they watched. That game, outside of the questionable touchdown, was it picked off, the possession, that was a total bang-bang play. The refs were a non-factor. You didn't even realize they were there.
Not to mention, they reviewed the Tatum foul last night for 18 minutes. The guys over there, they already teed him up and threw him out, and they're going over.
It's brutal. That is not what it's for.
Let's go to Michael in the Cape. Hello, Michael.
Gentlemen, how low can they go? That's my question.
I know. I keep thinking it's the bottom.
The over and under this year was 6.5 for the Pats.
7.5, I think.
I got 6.5. Thankfully.
Oh, good for you.
Devalued from 9 the year before. If we get a new quarterback and a new coach, I mean, I'm always interested in what the national odds makers really think of the Pats. How low can they go next year?
Yeah, lower than that. 5.5? Because they'll be, at best, a first-round pick, unproven quarterback with no weapons.
I remember you would admonishing me when I had the Patriots under the win total. Like, how? They got 7 wins right here.
I'm stunned. It was a rare error from me. I really thought this team had a chance to compete.
A fun fact, the 2020 Patriots had the same win total preseason as the Bucs that year. For everybody that talks about the dream seasons.
Now, if Judon and Gonzalez had stayed healthy, this team would have won a couple more games. Those guys are difference makers, and they won on defense last
year. Okay, if Aaron Rodgers stayed healthy, they wouldn't have lost to the Bills, the Patriots. So that'd be a win, a loss against the Jets. I mean, you could do that all day. The injuries are pervasive. It's hard to say that one team has been more, you know, hit up than other teams. They have been. A lot of that has to go back to the turf. The MetLife Stadium is reviewed as the worst in the NFL. These owners are too cheap to get actual grass. And you know the other thing that irks me is that when people discuss the declining product, whether it be Brady or others, it's about practice time. Why do the players always get less practice time? I'll tell you, because the owners are cheap SOBs. And when you're at a bargaining table and you're discussing things, the first thing the owner will say, fine, have at it, is practice time, but they'll keep all the money. So that's why the product has deteriorated. It's because the owners, when negotiating with the players' union, give the players their, quote, wins when it comes to practice time, not when it comes to finances. So if you really want to understand.
And they've added weeks to the season and different nights to play on.
Oh, yeah, they play Thursday night after 4 days, but the health of the player is the top priority.
No, you're right about that.
All of this has been done as a way for the owners to somehow continue to pillage the players' union by giving them fake wins that have nothing to do with the actual bottom line. So the product, the reason it's where it's at, is because it's not enough for Robert Kraft to be making $10 billion on his investment. He needs to continue to punish the players because they don't deserve any more money. We'll give them less practice time.
So will this happen in college football when they go to the 12-team playoff? Will it be diluted? Will the product suffer?
Well, candidly, the players need to stop being bullied by the owners. I mean, the fact that the players' union agreed a year early to a new 10-year collective bargaining agreement solely to get the new TV deal in, and they did it because the owners said the lower 20% of the league are all going to get double the salary. So they got the rank-and-file members that were going to get the big double, the big money, that only have 2 to 3 years anyway to vote for it. You remember Brady and Manning and others famously were saying, don't do this. That's why you have the reason the product sucks is because the owners have prioritized enriching their wallets beyond any reasonable measure above the actual players and paying them a proper salary.
It's a good job, a good rant. Somebody earlier had said you deserve your own show. You're the beacon of truth among Patriots fans.
I mean, not all
you
of us
have
can...
your own show. If you listen to the Greg Hill show, it's just Curtis
with
a little bit
up.
Of Wiggy. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Hello, Tim.
Are they not?
They are.
Hey, guys. Guys, I love when you get together. Curtis, you're all facts. And I'll tell you, Ken, you're the logic.
Thank you.
Here we go. I want two quick takes. I don't want to ramble. On the Red Sox, they put faith letting belief be there on Ohtani. I knew that was never going to happen. They only made the move. This is going to be a quick one on there. They only made the move to get the boy, the lefty. I can't even think right now. I lost my train of thought. But to pay the outrageous amount that they paid, they only do one. After that, it takes a whole team.
Oh, Yoshida.
They're done on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yoshida. Yeah. All right, now here's the deal. The Pats, all right, they're trending in the wrong direction because they're trending to be like Cleveland was for years. You can't just get a team. It takes 11 players on a team. You can't get a team by just draft picks alone. You've got to spend the money, and that's what ruined them this year. Last year, they never made the move. Now they're breaking down guys that were decent athletes on the team but not enhancing with the better product, like a few elite guys that they spent, and they might have been good, but the injuries also killed them. They're going backwards. If they don't do it this year, they're done.
So Kraft deserves more blame, Tim, is what you're saying?
I'm saying both Kraft and Belichick by whoever with the spending deal. We don't know. It's a guessing game.
Yeah.
But the thing is, someone didn't spend the money the last couple of years, and it's killing them. And I'll tell you what, they're going to have $70 seats again, and they're going to have the faith of the fans. The fans have been there for years and years. They're still there. And then they're going to lose that. They're going to lose the trust.
Thank you, Tim. Yeah, I mean, that will be the push.
I mean, they've already lost the trust. I mean, the fan base no longer is in Bill We Trust. People still like him. There's, you know, 30% of the fan base that still wants him around, definitely.
Nostalgic, loyal,
yep.
In their own way.
And, you know, there will never be another head coach of the Patriots that wins 6 Super Bowls. So all of those are firmly entrenched and in place in Boston sports history. But I don't know how you watch this team and think it's heading in any direction that's in the right one.
Quick aside to a team heading in the right direction, your Boston Bruins. Big game tonight, hockey night in Canada. Oscar Steen in, Johnny Beecher out.
Oh, Beecher.
How do you feel about that?
Kind of a rainy day. Not a good day for Beecher.
Leafs have also recalled Martin Jones on an emergency basis. Ilya Samsonov is sick, not available in the net tonight.
Are the Leafs the most in need of a title of any of the four major sports leagues?
Ooh, good question. Lions? Yeah. Lions are going to be a big story.
But here's why the Lions, the Leafs have been like the Red Sox before they won. They're really good. The Lions just sucked for two decades.
Well, I know.
No, I'm saying like the Leafs, every postseason run.
Yeah, they're there. They're close. Let's go to the coach in New Hampshire. The coach. How are you, coach?
Hey. How are you guys? Great show. Listen, yesterday, Curtis, when I was listening, you were so spot on when it was being discussed whether Mac is a good guy or not or whatever. I'm a longtime coach. He showed up on two plays, Mike Gesicki, by waving him off. Oh, you ran the wrong route. It's not my fault. And you're right. A week earlier in Germany, when he pooped down his leg, Gesicki never showed him up. So as a coach, it's really not the post-game interviews that I really focus on. It's like heat of the battle, and Mac was a dink, and he loses it. Here's my second point. I want Bailey Zappi tomorrow to play well. Who knows? He probably won't, but let's get a spark. Yeah. But if they do put in Malik Cunningham, realize this, that teams with running type mobile quarterbacks, like the Ravens, like the Chiefs, a couple others, what I'm saying is it really does enhance a running game, because I know as a longtime coach, we now have to account for that guy, the quarterback who could potentially hurt you with his legs. So I don't really want them to win. I want the higher draft choice, but it might be interesting if we saw Malik. Last thing I want to ask you guys is, does being flexed out of Monday night, is that like a root canal for Robert Kraft? I mean, like, to me, that might be the one thing that he is so flippin' embarrassed about. Love to hear your thoughts.
Well, Curtis said earlier he thinks he's happy about it.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, somebody's reporting
that. I said that. Phil Perry said that, and I found that to be laughable.
So he's not embarrassed on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing. I mean, that was, for a short period of time, but still, for several years, Chiefs-Patriots became what the Colts-Patriots used to be. It was not only a good game, it was the, you remember, ALCS 2018. Mm-hmm. One night, you had Red Sox-Astros, you had Mahomes' first game against Brady in Foxborough. And it was outrated the Red Sox playoff game because it was Patriots were huge. But also, you had this, I think it was like a 3-point, the Patriots won on a last-second field goal. Mahomes,
yeah, it was like 43-40 or something like that.
I think it might have been 41-38, but maybe I'm wrong. But either way, it was a phenomenal game, and it was really the coming-out party of Mahomes nationally. And that might have been before the big Monday night game against Jared Goff. That was the highest-scoring Monday night game ever. But nonetheless, that game, not being in prime time and being flexed out of prime time, shows just the bottom dropping out of you.
Mac has had some dinkish moments. I'm not going to deny that. However, I still think he's capable of going somewhere and being successful, but not with this supporting cast around him. Texter asked, what would their record be if Lamar was quarterback? If they had gotten Lamar, which Kraft threatened, sort of.
What are they right now, 2-9?
2-9.
They'd be at least 5-6.
Wow. So it just beat, on his scrambling ability alone.
They beat the Raiders, they beat the Colts, and they beat the Dolphins.
So, I mean, there's some truth to that. You need a guy that can improvise and make everybody around him better.
I don't get the people that don't like Lamar Jackson. He elevates those around him. He is phenomenal. I mean,
Zay's got to be loving him.
Watching the Eagles-Bills game last Sunday, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, great game.
Great game.
I mean, what loathsome fans Eagles fans are. So bad that they won that. But you watch Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts, both great arms. Josh Allen, phenomenal arm, both good pocket quarterbacks. But in the key moments,
yep,
they scramble. They are able to improvise. And I go back to,
which even Brady could do. I mean, he was not like that, but
right.
Still,
but like I go back to the Lamar Jackson against the Patriots. I think it was last year when Mac got. Yeah, last year, week 2 or 3, the Patriots were 1-1. They went to 1-2, then they went to 1-3. Yeah, so 1-1, they did the old school double score, and every time the Ravens needed a drive, there was Mark Andrews, and Lamar would just, there was this gear that he hadn't used, and up, 20-yard run. Third and 11, 18-yard run. It's just a component of today's NFL.
That's why Jalen Daniels is very intriguing.
Yeah, I love that as an early second round, late first round pick.
So you're one receiver, and then, but see, Daniels is going to go first round when this all comes to a head.
So you know what you can do? It's not against the law to trade into the first round. You could actually do that.
Or trade back.
I don't want them to Bill trade loves back. That. I want Marvin Harrison Jr.
Let's go to John and Gardner, who has a terrific head of hair, which I was jealous of when we met John.
So this texture, so why hasn't Lamar won? Lamar is in what, his fourth season? He was drafted in 2018. 2018, 2019, 21, so fifth year.
Fifth, yeah.
Okay. I mean,
give him some time.
Peyton Manning didn't win until he was drafted in 98? He won in 06.
True. Johnny, how are you?
Good, thank you. I heard Chris's call, clarion call for 68-year-olds to defend Bill.
Yes.
You're not going to get that here, because I'll remind you that last year I said, if he doesn't show an ability and a willingness to change, that we're screwed and I didn't see any hope for the future. As far as Zappy goes, to answer the question, I've been one that's in the camp that wanted to see him play. But, of course, last week he comes in and throws a pick into triple coverage, much like his predecessor did. So I still want to see him play and get a chance, but it'll be interesting to see how it goes. Quick aside for everybody, Curtis, but officiating is hard. I agree they mess things up and blah, 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 but officiating is really hard. And I think people should get a little – it would be nice if everybody could get a little taste of doing it. My big question of the day, though, Curtis, correct me if I'm wrong. I thought you were in the camp that thought – it's been Kraft scrimping on the money. I don't understand Bob Kraft's motivation if he was the one scrimping for money. He spent, what, a half a bill on the tower and all this garbage around the stadium. I don't see the motivation for a billionaire to scrimp on money, whereas I see Bill looked at it as another pride factor. Look what I did with such a lowly paid roster.
I think, John, that the two are copacetic. I think that Bill Belichick likes the fact that he doesn't have to pay at the top of the market and he can win cheaply. He thinks that's fun. And Robert Kraft enjoys the winning on a small budget while paying Bill the most of any head coach. And I would say this week, the Jonathan Kraft press conference about Army-Navy, I'm sorry, you got to talk about the Patriots. Army-Navy is a great thing. What the Krafts do in the region philanthropically, they should be praised, and they are, rightfully so.
You pulling for Army just out of Bill's spite?
Oh, no, I always go Navy.
Oh.
I was a big Ken Niumatamolo guy.
Oh.
But
I just think, I know you're going to let me go, but I just think Bob Kraft's premium motivation would be to win, period. However he attained that, and he shouldn't be concerned with pumping up Bill's resume.
Right. But there's one person, John, that was in favor of that, and that was the quarterback. The driving force of the winning quotient was the quarterback.
Yet you want to draft the receiver in the first round, not the quarterback, because you're skewed by Brady was a six-round pick.
No.
I want you to have – somebody on the call line said Patriots are becoming the Cleveland Browns, so they are headed that way.
They are.
Come draft time, can you have that – you know that jersey, that famous jersey the Browns fans wear with a list of all the quarterbacks they've had in the last 20 years?
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
Spurgeon win.
I love Spurgeon.
And it's very powerful.
If it wasn't James, we were going to go with Spurgeon.
It is a very powerful visual, and I want you to have that there. When you're thinking Marvin Harrison Jr., which I'm tempted by as well, and just think, we'll never be back here again.
Well, look at the top five
drafting
picks, Ken.
Top three.
You're looking at a 70-30 fail rate.
It's 50-50.
It is not. Look at the last. I did it. I did the whole. I did the research. You're looking at a lot more Mariotas than Jameses.
I will check your work.
Blake Bortles.
I will trust your research.
Huh.
Zach Wilson.
Okay. I mean,
Trey Lance was my favorite.
But I'm just saying, you have to take a chance to get the quarterback.
But
your plan at quarterback, I don't get.
Here's what I saw.
Bill for not having a replacement plan, and you don't have one.
Right. I don't know the quarterback
you
today.
You want Kirk Cousins.
I know Marvin Harrison Jr. is a locked, sure thing.
He'll be a waste without the quarterback. He'll be wasted.
But look at what he did at Ohio State. McCord sucks. They were a win away from going perfect in the regular season.
That's college.
Okay, and I'm telling you that the receiver is the lacking element of this team. If you bring
is it
in,
more important than the quarterback in the NFL?
No, it is not.
Okay, so you're taking the lesser position.
Because I don't
he
think...
He better be Jerry Rice.
If there was a quarterback that I viewed as the same as Marvin Harrison Jr., I would take him over every time. I don't believe Drake May is a guarantee like Marvin Harrison Jr.
I'm a Drake guy. Mayday, coming soon.
Hey.
KJ and Lions coming up at noon today. And then we've got both big championships games today on 93.7 with Alabama, Georgia. Alabama's, what, a six-point underdog? That seems appealing.
Alabama has not been great this year.
But 6 points?
I mean, but they that game last week against Auburn, you want to talk about pulling one out of your ass?
They pulled it out. We'll be right back.
Drop everything you can. Don't you worry what they tell themselves.
All right, big college day today. Patriots play twice in 5 days. Chargers tomorrow. Steelers Thursday.
They can get 11 losses before middle of December.
Then Army-Navy. We've got our special broadcast at Gillette at the Harp starting at noon on the 8th. We'll be down there next week, you and I, live at Gillette. Also at the Harp, America's broadcast.
Yeah.
Come on and stop by. And then Bach Exotics on the 15th for the Greg Hill Morning Show, Toys for Tots. So busy, busy
can
time.
Can I do an hour as Jerry America?
You can. I'm sure there'll be a lot of in-season tournament breakdown from you. Celtics, big week this week. They could be in Vegas for the championship game next Saturday. We could be previewing that. Bruins-Celtics going to be hot. And then the draft. And then the Red Sox, I think, are going to spend. This will be, even though the Patriots and Red Sox, you could argue, are as low as they've been in quite some time. Some have argued on the show, Curtis, as low as they've been ever in franchise recent history.
Yeah.
It can come back quick. It can come back quick for both. The draft is very appealing to people. We've been arguing about receiver or quarterback here in the last 10 minutes. That will be an ongoing month-long decision. And then the Red Sox, whether they spend money here to help out Craig Breslow, the new GM.
I don't think the Red Sox are going to be spending.
You don't?
Not Yamamoto.
I think they have to. Why would you bring Breslow? Why would they fire Bloom, bring in Breslow, and then not spend?
Why would you fire Heim Bloom for doing what you asked him to do?
Because you need butts and seats. And Breslow's not going to do it just by himself. I mean, people are sort of in but skeptical on him.
So then why are they already out? There have been two outs early on that have very much disappointed me as a Red Sox fan. First, the day that they fire Heim Bloom, Sam Kennedy says there's no chance Theo Epstein's coming to take this job.
Right.
And the number one player that you could possibly acquire, nope, we're out.
But Ohtani just might not have wanted to come. That's
if 2003
possible.
Was right now, they sign Ohtani, or at least they're bidding until the end.
Yeah. It is humbling to be tucking your tail between your legs, and the Jays are still in. Somehow Toronto's in the mix.
Awful.
And you're not. Let's go to Shane in Plymouth talking Belichick. Hi, Shane.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Happy Saturday morning to you both.
And to you.
Yeah, anyway, about what Curtis is talking about with Belichick. Curtis, all right, you said earlier on the show that your introduction to sports was the BC Notre Dame game, correct?
41-39.
A day I fell in love with sports, not my introduction.
Did you say that, Curtis? Did you say that on this show?
I said it was the day I fell in love with sports.
Okay, so let's just say, I was a freshman in college then. I can't imagine Belichick. Ooh,
have I ruined your prosecution already, Shane?
Years. No, but let me make my point, Curtis. Let me make my point, please.
Why should he keep his job? How about we do that? Tell me why.
Because I don't think a 2-15 season is that shocking to Bill in his view of football and how much more he's been involved in football than you, in your opinion. You, a 2-15 season means everything. All right, now listen.
What? Wait, hold on one second, Shane. Shane, one second.
Wait,
it's not your show, Shane. Hold on a second. Ken, hold on one second, Shane. Thank you. So, Ken, we both heard something together from the organization that Bill was shocked it didn't work with Patricia and Judge. Bill Belichick thought.
Wait,
one second, Shane. I didn't talk to you. Shane.
Hang on, Shane. I'm going to put you down.
Shane, one second. Thank you.
Executive call. I'm going to take Curtis aside for once.
Thank you. We had lunch. We spoke with people.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick thought Patricia and Judge would work. He was shocked it didn't.
Right.
Okay, go ahead,
Shane. But that's not even, that's common knowledge.
Okay, Bill Belichick, the game you talked about with Hostetler when they beat the Bills, don't forget that was a missed field goal, Curtis. They should have lost that game. He understands how close a winning and losing season is. So he screwed up.
Laces out.
But I want to talk about my further point, Kent. You have no succession plan at WEEI.
Oh, right? There it is. Shane's got all the answers. There you go.
Curtis is the succession plan.
It's unbelievable. It's just, it's really hard to accept that he's not what you thought he was. It's okay. We've all been wrong. I've been wrong a million times. I thought Ken would do a great job. He's done a phenomenal one. And I sit here and I hear the anger and the anger of those that have the audacity to point out the failures of Bill Belichick. A guy who goes out of his way to fire players before they suck has been sucking in front of a live audience for 4 years, and you're sitting here saying we're being too hard on him.
1997, the Parcells departure to the Jets. Kraft got first round, second round, third round, fourth round, and $300K to the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Is that what Kraft is expecting for Bill this year in the return? Four picks, a first, second, third, and fourth.
No. If you want to see something sad, see how they butchered the return on Bill Parcells. The drafts after he left were something to behold.
Yeah, but that's a haul. And it's worth something up front.
Yeah.
So I can't see him firing him. Cannot see it. It's got to come to some sort of an agreement.
And Texter wants to know, would Brady have won six with another coach? Yes, he would have won more.
Oh, all right. Well, it's been fun. I enjoyed it. We'll do 4 hours next week down at Patriot Place at the Harp. KJ Carson and John Lyons up next. Joe B, good job as always.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you. Well, you'll credit us to be back Monday.
Take care.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.